You're in this section because you want to get free from fear. Good news. Jesus paid the price for you to live life completely free from fear. Let's talk about what fear is. Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians 7:5, where he says, "We were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts and inside were fears." You see, even the Apostle Paul had to deal with fear. And there are many things that you can be afraid of. Maybe you have a fear of death, or maybe you have a fear of man, or fear of sicknesses and diseases that might come, or disasters in this age. But the good news is you don't have to be afraid of any of that. Many times fear can come at a very early age in life. You will see as we continue that fear is the opposite of faith. In fact, its goal is to corrode your faith. According to Mark 4:40, fear is a spiritual force. Fear creates bondage to your circumstances, and fear causes you to question your value in God's eyes and whether He will answer you. Fear focuses on the circumstances, not God's answer. Fear is a delusion from the enemy that projects into the future. Where there is uncertainty, the enemy will try to creep in with fear. Fear also tries to steal your courage. Fear tries to make you passive and immobilized towards your circumstances. In other words, an aversion or reluctance to deal with it. Fear causes you to lose your courage. Fear is a strong, unpleasant emotion, and fear can be an instant or it can become a state of being. Fear is a choice. Fear thinks God isn't with you, God won't help you, God won't save you, God won't comfort you, God's truth isn't true, God doesn't love you. Fear is the enemy and comes from Satan and his forces. It's a big wind blowing, trying to get you off track, passive and immobile. But stand in God and don't fall for it. Let's look at some of the written verses in the Bible about fear. Psalms 23:4, the New King James Version, says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me." Psalms 56:4, "In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh or man do to me?" Matthew 8:26 says, "But He, Jesus, said to them, 'Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?' Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm." Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind." So let's look at how we stand against fear. God, as you can see, is the only answer to fear. Notice Romans says, "Abba, Father." In my mind, those two terms say to me, love and security and power and authority. The Bible says we are adopted children of God, which gives us the right to say, "I've got the biggest, most powerful daddy. He's the CEO of the universe and he loves me." Your circumstances need to line up and obey His word. Your body, your mind, and your emotions need to line up and obey God's word. The enemy and his forces need to line up and obey His word. Isaiah 35:4 says, "Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong. Do not fear. Behold, your God will come." Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you." Isaiah 41:13 says, For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying, Fear not, I will help you. God is love, and perfect love casts out fear. In other words, when you are full of God's love, there is no room for fear to reside in your life. 1 John 4:18 says, There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear, as you can see, involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love yet. So if fear is trying to reside in your life, ask God to pour out more of his love until it completes in your life and there is no room for fear anymore. Jesus, as you saw, also got up and rebuked the waves and the wind. Then there was a calm. We need to rebuke the circumstances and then be at peace, thanking God because he will answer and the calm will come. The disciples should have acted instead of being afraid and immobilized like they were. They didn't use the authority or power that they had, being adopted sons and children of God. The Holy Spirit will help you. Remember Psalms 23:4, it says God's rod and his staff. That's his Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit in your life, the rod and the staff. The rod represents his power and ability to drive the enemy far from you and bring judgment to that enemy. The staff represents the presence of God, which rescues you and comforts you and brings security. You need and want both his presence and his power. Next, be strong and of good courage. Notice how many verses say this, be strong, be of good courage. It's easy to be strong when you know no matter what happens, you are going to heaven and that God loves you, that he will answer your cry, he will help you, and he is bigger than anything you will ever face. So why do we not trust God? Why do we lose courage? As you can see, fear will try to come and attack you. Fear is allowed to stay when we don't trust God and his word. So why don't we trust? There can be many reasons, but here are a few common ones. First, you may be doing something wrong or willfully disobedient to God's will. Hebrews 10:26 and 27 says, If we sin willfully after we have received the truth, a certain fearful expectation of God's judgment will come. Once you know you're off into sin, you need to repent and cut it out so you're not afraid God won't answer. Second, a lot of times we are just plain ignorant, me included, which is where the enemy wants to keep us because then he can lock us into fear. Ignorant of what, you ask? Either ignorant of God's love for us and the fact that it's unconditional and immeasurable. Ignorant of the fact that God's authority was bought by Jesus on the cross and he gave it to us. Ignorant of the fact that God's forgiveness, which Jesus bought on the cross, gives us his righteousness. And ignorant of the fact that God's word, which is written down, is God's covenant with us, and he will perform it. So you can see there's a lot of things to be ignorant of. So thank you, Jesus, that you sent the Holy Spirit who helps us get unignorant from these things. Thirdly, we can lack love. We have been fed a bunch of lies about God's love and whether we are loved and what do we have to do to be loved by God. And as we just talked about, God's love is unconditional and it will never leave us and never forsake us and we cannot be separated from it. Therefore, because the world doesn't love that way, we often have a hard time loving ourselves, loving others, and believing that God loves us. Fourth, we don't hold our thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, Hold every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ and cast down every vain imagination. The mind is what the enemy tries to gain access to and control of through wrong, false, twisted thoughts against the truth. A twisted thought is fear, because there is nothing to be afraid of. So let's move on into a ministry prayer and let's cast fear out of our lives so we can stand going forward. Realize even after we do this, you'll need to stand rebuking the wind and the waves and rebuking fear out of your life. The enemy always tries to come back, but the good news is the Bible says if we stand and resist, he has to flee. So please bow your heads with me and repeat this prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me, and I'm your child. I thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price for me to be reconciled to my Heavenly Father and for me to live life abundantly in freedom. Forgive me for being fearful and not trusting you. Help me in my weakness. I believe that you love me and that perfect love casts out fear. Holy Spirit, pour out the love of the Father on me and increase it every day. Fear, I resist you and command you to depart from my life. In the name of Jesus, go now. I rebuke you and speak to you in the name of Jesus and command you, body, mind, and emotions, to be quiet and line up with the Word of God. Comfort me, Lord, in these trying times, and increase my faith, my hope, and my love. I thank you, Lord, that I have a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind and self-control. I stand, Lord, thanking you. God, I know you will do what you said you would in the Bible, and it will complete in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 amen. So, now that fear has been cast out of your life, as I said, it will try to come back. But this is what you do when it does. Remember, you stand and you speak to it and rebuke it. So when it starts to come again, you just say, in Jesus' name, fear, I resist you and rebuke you. Because God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, a sound mind, and self-control. My Heavenly Father loves me. And perfect love casts out fear. Bye-bye, fear. You have no place in my life anymore. Stay free and see you in heaven someday. Michelle.